Okay, wonderful. Happy New Week, gentlemen. And today's daf is Daf Tzadikei. We're wishing a happy bar mitzvah to Saba Jerush. And we also have our famous Mendel with his
Boker Or!
There we go. And we're holding in the middle of the sugya of what halacha is the gabi pi tikra yoreit v'sotem in a case where there's an achsadra, which is open from all four sides. We had a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Yesterday we had two approaches as to whether the machlokas Rav and Shmuel obtains in a case where you have eser or less. In other words, you would have had a din of a petach had you had real kesimim there that were wide enough to be considered the gifufein, which you don't have. And so you need to come on to pi tikra yoreit v'sotem. And over there, nonetheless, despite the fact that people are used to having a petach that's eser or less, nonetheless, Shmuel says, look, you can't close up something from all four sides and make it a virtual mechitza. You can do that on three sides, not on four sides. Or whether the machlokas is dafka more than eser, where you're not used to having a petach, that doesn't satisfy the din of petach over there, you'd have to come on to pi tikra yoreit v'sotem, creating the mechitza really out of whole cloth. And it's only over there that Shmuel objects to having all four sides, Masha'en Kain, in a case where would have been eser or less, Shmuel would have agreed that you could rely on the elements of tikra to be mashlim, so to speak, the chisorin and gifufei. After all, we travel over here something similar to a petach. Now, yesterday we left off at the last line on the Amud Beit, Tzadik Dalet Amud Beit. V'hadi Omar Rabbi Yehuda. How about that which Rabbi Yehuda says, that a korah, in a case where it's standing, in a churva that has been completely, the walls have collapsed, nothing is left there, and it's in the middle of an area that you can't be metalto, but you have a standing korah that's left. It's all that's left is the piece that was above the wall. It doesn't have sides. It's just standing on what's right across from us at this point. And it's standing on just, you know, some poles or something. So the question is whether you could carry under it. Rabbi Yehuda says you can, and Renachman Amarabavavua says you could even use a korah. As long as it's arba tvachim, if it's not arba tvachim, then you don't have an area that's chashuv and close. So we always need arba tvachim at least in order to use the din of pi tikra yoreit v'sotem. But in a case, remember, we had a number of situations where you would have had to have a mechitza in order to carry up your water in a bucket out of a bor on Shabbos, either a bor that's between two chasei rosh. There's a problem of mixing and v'shuyot, each side needs to have their own mechitza, virtual mechitza. Or if it's a question of carrying from a karmelit to a shuta yachid, we need again a virtual mechitza, a little box, or even the virtual box that's made out of folding the sides down. And so we had all kinds of creative ways of making virtual mechitzas. So here, a simple korah, as long as it's arba, would be matir. You don't even need the dinim of the virtual mechitza in terms of the size of the edges to bend them down, as long as you've got a place to have a pi tikra. Korah serves as a pi, therefore it's a tikra, and so you could drag the sides down, and that would be good enough for being matir, taking water out of the bor. Now, according to whom would that be going? According to Rav or Shmuel? And again, in most places, well, obviously it depends which lashon you just held up. And there's a hot lishon, the amid eser lo pligei. If you hold like the lashon that we ended with yesterday, there's one side to say that the machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, didn't apply to a case where it was 10 amot or less. So fine. I mean, then it could be talking over here about a korah. Normally, in a korah of 10 amot is almost unheard of. So it's talking about 10 or less. And over there, Shmuel would also agree that you could say, piti kro yoreit v'sotem, despite the fact that this korah is in the middle of nowhere would have to say it on all four sides. But all four sides was only a problem to Shmuel or Leba this pshat if it's more than Eser Amot. It's certainly not, and that's not the case of Korah. So then it would be going according to everybody. It could go according to either Rav or Shmuel, the Rav. However, Lach Lisha Damit Be'eser Pligi, if you're going to say that Shmuel objects to using Pit Tigra Yoreit V'Sotem on all four sides, even if it's 10 Amot or less, then unfortunately we're going to have to say that the review in his statement and Rav Nachman Amar Rav Baravua all were following Rav, not Shmuel, because according to Shmuel, how could you rely on a korah if you have to rely on it for all four sides? And that's not better than an atzadra. Now, are you trying to tell me, the way you just explained the machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, that the famous machlokas of Abaye v'Rava, legabe heksher sukkah, that that's dependent on the machlokas, Rav and Shmuel? We had this case before in the case where there were petzimis. You had now boards, poles, not poles, posts, thank you. Posts that were coming down on all four sides that were supporting a gazebo roof. So there, the question is it kosher for sukkah? So if it has petzimim, if it has posts, then it would be kshera. But ein la petzimim, there you have a machlokas. Abaye says, well, it's still kosher because the real reason that was masher it was the
pitikra yored v'sotein. So here too, you have pitikra yored v'sotein. Whereas Rava says no, it's possible. Now apparently, Abalas is really true. I am a chair, I'm a pitikra yored v'sotein. Rava, I'm a psula. Lo amrim pitikra yored v'sotein. Are you trying to tell me that Baya is basically saying like Rav? You can say pitikra yored v'sotein on all four sides, and Rava is going according to Shmuel, and he's saying that no, you can't in this case say pitikra. That's a little difficult to believe. There's no question that according to the approach of Shmuel, then certainly you're going to have to say that Abaya will not work out according to Shmuel. That's for sure. Abaya's going to have to be saying, look, if I'm saying Pitikra and I don't hold, then I don't hold of Shmuel. That's exactly what I'm saying. The problem over here is, what's that? There's no way that Abaya can hold like Rav. No way that I'm going to try to fit in what I'm saying Ali with the Shmuel. We're all agreed that this will not work out, Ali with the Shmuel.
Neither
will try to fit their Shita into Shmuel. Okay. We're only arguing Ali with the Rav. Completely Ali with the Rav, we're arguing in terms of Rav's Pesach, whether it would apply to a Sukkah. That's the question. So Abaya is saying, look, I mean, this is the same deal, isn't it? Whatever the din is by Shabbat, can I carry in that Achsadra? So then Rav would have said that this is okay for a Sukkah too. Whereas Rav says not. Let me just finish the thought. Adkan lo komar Rav hatam adalani mechitzas l'achsadra. Wait a minute over here. The mechitzot are made in order, mechitzot, the pitikra yored v'sotein, and the point of the gazebo is that it should have a sense of an enclosure. So despite the fact it doesn't have anything around it, the roofing is meant to give you a sense of, as we know, and that's what gazebos are like, not simply as a shaded place, but as a shaded place. And therefore, the place element of it is gives it a wall. When it comes to sukkah, there's another issue over here. I mean, sukkah, even though we don't need mechitzot made for a sukkah, it doesn't have to be a shame sukkah, it's not enough. Lishma on the asiyah of a sukkah. But we certainly do need a sense of enclosure of a sukkah. Not just that it should be a place that feels enclosed because it's a gazebo. So I tell you that Rav would have said in this case, you can't use the virtual mechitzot of a gazebo to create a sukkah. This is not made for sukkah. They don't respond to the requirements of a sukkah. Yes, you were trying to ask him? It's now clear. Okay, great. Okay, so also the ani mechitzas lav l'sukkah avide lo. We wouldn't go so far as to be matir sukkah. Rabbi Yossi says, I don't get it. We're dealing here with mechitzot. Either a mechitza is a mechitza or it's not a mechitza. I mean, make up your mind. If you're telling me that it's kosher for this Shabbos, then why won't it be kosher for next Shabbos? If you're telling me it's not kosher for next Shabbos, how did it become kosher for this Shabbos? Now, Rabbi Yossi certainly seems to be fence sitting over here. What does he own? He's telling us, you got to make up your mind. What's his mind? Is he coming to tell us that he thinks it's kosher all the time because it's kosher today? Or is he coming to say that it's osir even today because it won't be kosher generally? Rabbi Yossi la'esor la'hatir. So certainly he's coming to say that, look, if you don't have a mechitza, there's no din of Shabbat, even shutra, utra, the guy mechitza. I mean, obviously that's what he's saying. B'chinam Rabbi Yochanan le'esor. Tanya nami Yochanan Rabbi Yossi. K'shim she'asurim latid lavo, kach asurim lato Shabbat. Indeed, the Braita says it very clearly. Rabbi Yossi didn't leave the option open and say, well, it depends what you're holding. He said, look, it's not kosher for next week. Why is it kosher for this week? Itma. Rebchia bar ashi amarab. Halacha kriv Yossi. Paskin over here, Rav has quoted his paskin like Rabbi Yossi, and Shmuel Omar Halacha Krev Yehuda. So it's according to Rav, we say we don't have a halacha of Shabbat Kibbutz Utra. Utra. It's according to Shmuel, we do. Really? Did Shmuel say that we have a halacha of Shabbat Kibbutz Utra Utra Vatnan Omar Rebbe Yehuda? Bamed Devarim Amurim Beiru Veitachumim Avu Beiru Veichatzerot Marvin Bein Ladat Bein Shelo Ladat Lefish Zachim Ladam Shelo Befanav Bein Chavim Shelo Befanav. When do we say that we have to inform a person that we've made an eruv for them? That's Tafka Beiru Veitachumim. Because look, after all, he may not like the idea of having an eruv because he wants more the area that he could walk in on the other side of town. So therefore, how can we make something for him without his dad? But when it comes to eruv vechatzerot, it's only advantageous for him, and therefore you don't have to. Now, this has nothing to do with our sugi. The point is, though, that Rabbi Yehuda quotes Shmuel as saying that halacha Rabbi Yehuda. So far, also has nothing to do with what our sugi is saying. But this is where we get into the question. Not only did Shmuel say halacha Rabbi Yehuda in this case, claims Rav Yehuda, but komakom shishana Rabbi Yehuda ve'eruvin halacha kamoto. Wherever we find Rabbi Yehuda in a Mishnah eruvin, then we paskin like him. That's what Shmuel is quoted as saying. Now, Rav Chana Bagarata asked Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel afilu b'mavush nital karato l'chayav. Did Shmuel extend this even to the Mishnah, which we are right now discussing, about where a mechitza collapses? And he said, excuse me, you didn't hear what I said? The Erevin amarti l'cha, lo b'mechitzot. I said, wherever it's about the sugya of Erevin, he paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, but where it's a sugya of mechitzot, he didn't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So now you're telling me that, well, no, actually Shmuel paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, even in this Mishnah, the sugya of mechitzot, mavli, that collapsed, the bayit, that was nifritza, and so on. Look, I understand where the confusion is coming from. What Rav Yehuda was saying was indeed true, that we can't make a rule out of paskening like Rav Yehuda in anything other than Erevin literally. However, Shmuel did explain to me that he wasn't saying a blanket not like Rav Yehuda. There's a difference between kanshi nifritza le karmelit and kanshi nifritza l'rishut harabim. Where the break, I mean, it didn't say where it broke to, so where a break goes to a karmelit, where even if we allow you to be metaltel arba, we don't like to be allowed to allow you. Why? Because the idea of giving it a halach of Rishut Rabbim is that this way you won't carry outside of the Rishut. Once we allow you to carry up until the edge, so then, okay, so the guy's going to, I mean, maybe you'll come to even carry it outside. So if you're going to carry it outside the Karmelit, no, so what's wrong? Fine, you were over on the Rabbanim without thinking that we're not going to make it zero on that. But Shmuel didn't want to say that Shabbat kiman shudra hutra, where it might come l'day and isidir raisa over there, where it's nifritz Rishut Rabbim, there is machmir. But he didn't mean to say that I wouldn't paskin Shabbat kiman shudra hutra at all. He only meant that where there's a chashash of an isidir raisa, then I wouldn't have relied on a mechitza. So you have to understand that when we were quoting Shmuel here saying that the halacha is that it's reviewed, that it's okay, he meant where it's nifritz al karmel. The Taz was taken to Baghdad?
But the Ta'a means Baghdad. It doesn't mean Baghdad. The Chal of Baghdad.
Yeah.
Good heavens. Look, the Heidegger Mishnah.
Peter, where are you from, South Africa?
Liz also put on his coat. South Africa is our coat. They expect us to be southern now.
Okay. We'll make it a little bit warmer. Are we ready?
Yeah, he said it, but
you
take
the wrong. Oh, I'm so sorry. He's trying to get in here. Somebody who builds, we've had a similar case very often, we're going to actually bring it up. Somebody builds a second story above two buildings on either side of the road, and now he lives upstairs. You can have a bridge which would be open on either side, but it creates a situation which underneath it, the edge of the bridge comes down in order to seal the street. So then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could carry underneath the bridge, because you have the two sides that are covered by the homes on either side of the street. Above you, you've got the aliyah, the second story, or you have a bridge, and the side of the bridge will come down. And therefore, underneath the bridge, or underneath the second story, it no longer has a din of Rishus HaRabim, it's a complete Rishus HaYochid. And therefore, there'd be no problem in carrying beneath it. Above the street, like every bridge.
Above the street. Yeah. And the houses at the end of the bridge goes over.
Bridge, yeah. Like a walkway that we have now for
Rehoboam Yehudi.
Those are second. That's the second story case. Yeah, or if that would have been a bridge, it would have been the same halacha. As a matter of fact, it's very interesting. It was an actual psak by Rabbi Chil Michel Wismangel early on after the war about being matir Manhattan based on the bridges. And he wanted to tie a pitikra yerd v'sosim. If you look at the bridges of Manhattan, then you end up with a wall all around Manhattan. Either you have the wall or you have that edge, that edging that continues along the east side, so that the whole thing he tied it was a rishus hayochid. Rav Moshe did not like that.
Isn't there a little too much space between the...
He worked it out that there was gidud, you know, because they built that to the edge, or there's bridges. Rav Moshe tined that the bridge only helps for under the bridge. It doesn't help. This mechitza, we don't find helping for outside of it. All of these dinim of pitikras, we were allowing it to go on more than one side. So, but this became a major that Chazanish actually was matir. Not Manhattan, but he yelled that pitikra in such case would be matir outside. Yeah. Oh, my rabbi. Oh, did I finish? No, v'yod amar Rabbi Yehuda ma'arvit. So divrei Rabbi Yehuda, v'chachamim osrim. The chachamim say in such a case, it's reshut rabim. You can't carry in a reshut rabim mamish based on the pitikra in this case. V'yod amar Rabbi Yehuda me'arvim le'mavui hamefulash. Just because you have an opening on either side of a mavui doesn't mean you have a bigger problem than in a mavui with only one side open. Put a lechina kara on both sides, and then you've got yourself a kosher mavui that you could be mishtatef in. V'chachamim osrim. Chachamim again say, once it's open on two sides, it doesn't help to have virtual mechitzas. They're going to need real mechitzas in order to create a space in Rishut HaRabim. Oh my Rabbi, lo teima hayna time of the Rebbe Yehuda mishum dekasav v'shtei mechitzas of d'oraita. Don't think, based on this Mishnah, that what Rebbe Yehuda is saying is that since shtei mechitzas are anyway d'oraita, so in all of these cases, whether it's the case of the Marvel, whether it's the case of the under the bridge or under the second story, in reality, midivrei tera, I'm in a Rishut HaYachid anyway. So, therefore, once I'm in a Rishut HaYachid, Rabbi, I don't want to be machmer. They weren't machmer. In a case we have pitikra, that's not the pshat. And let me show the concern. Pitikra yarek v'sotein. There's absolutely no reason to say that. It may well be that he holds that shtei mechitzot still are kosher for the rishut rabim and not the rishut yachid. And nonetheless, he's saying that pitikra yarek v'sotein. Eitvei Abaye. So Abaye was very upset with this. What do you mean? We've been assuming all along in this pesecha that Rabbi Yehuda holds that shtei mechitzot are the oraita because of the other dinim. Remember the Yeter HaKein Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishi Yeshul Shnei Batim Mishnei Tzidei Rishut Rabim, a guy who doesn't have a second story but who has a first story, except that is the Rishut HaRabim cuts through the middle of his house, so he's got to get from one side to the other. He can make a Lechi Mikan, the Lechi Mikan, or Korah Mikan, the Korah Mikan, the Noseva, the Noteim Be'emtza. Now there's no way that Rabbi Yehuda could have said that if he held that the street is Rishut HaRabim. That's insane. How do you get a Lechi in a Korah that doesn't have a din of a Mechitza D'oraita creating a right to carry from a Rishut HaYachid So, what's wrong with you? So, that's what they're saying. Yes, it's Rishut Rabin. How can you be Ma'ariv? So, how can you say that Rabbi Yehuda would hold that two mechitzot are not the Oraita enough to create a Rishut Yachid? Then the rest of his shitot don't work out. Omar Lehi. So Rabbi said to him, excuse me, sir, I never said that he didn't hold that shtei mechitzot to the oraita. I just said from this Mishnah, you can't prove that that's what he holds. Because on the basis of this Mishnah, there's nothing that forces you to say that he's not relying on pitikra, even in terms of the oraita. So, miyahi, in, obviously, from that case, of course it's true that we see that Rabbi Yehuda definitely holds that shtei mechitzot are reshut hayachid the oraita. But all I was saying, miha, from this Mishnah, like a lemishma mina, you can't have proved it from here. That's all I meant to say. Clearly, Rabbi Yehuda Shita definitely is that shtei mechitzot are sufficient to create a reshut hayachid d'oraita. Amar Rav Ashi, not true, not true. Our Mishnah is also sufficient to be medayin that Rabbi Yehuda holds that shtei mechitzot are a reshut hayachid d'oraita. Because look, it's true in the first case. If I only had the first case, then Rabbi would be right in saying, well, how do I know that the din in the first case isn't because of pitikra yoreid v'sotein, even in Rishut HaRabim? You're right. You're right. But take a look at the continuation of the Mishnah. Midiktani, the Od Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Since Rabbi Yehuda adds that additional case, Ma'arlim b'mavuya mefulash, the Chachamim Osrim. Now, when you're saying v'od, what's the v'od? So you have to be sure that you pitikra yoreid v'sotein. You're going to tell me now, the first case is indeed because of pitikra. So now I'm adding the ode, even in a case where you don't have pitikra yoreid v'sotein, but you have a mavui that's mefulash, but since shtei mechitzot is sufficient to create a reshut hayachid, you don't really need pitikra yoreid v'sotein. That would make sense now, that's what the Mishnah is saying. First, I'm telling you halacha. Now, I know you're going to think, as Rabbi said, that the basis of my halacha is only pitikra yoreid v'sotein. The ode, I want to make it very clear, that even if we were talking about a case where there's no pitikra, and you have just a mechitzah that Rabbi gave a din of a mechitzah, of a lechi or of a Korah, where there's either Mechitz or Heker, even there I would say it's okay. Why? Because I don't really need Pitikra Yoreid V'sotein. I need even less, because Shtei Mechitzot to the Oraita. So then you could say Va'od, Hanediktani Va'od. But if you're going to tell me that the first case was Shtei Mechitzot to the Oraita, and not because of Pitikra, my Va'od, what's the Va'od now? So therefore, Rabbah is right from the Mishnah. Obviously, he's right about the first case. So that what Rabbah says from here, it doesn't mean from this Mishnah. In other words, from this first case, he can't prove anything. And that is true, because it's clear that Rabbi Yehuda was bedavka relying on P.T. Christ. But don't think that's what I need. So in the second case, we would see anyway that the halacha is that he holds that Shtei Mechitzot to create a Rishut HaYachid. And the truth is, it's a little bit iffy. This is Nami Tanya. Yes, like Rabbah, not like Rabbah. There's an opposite Girsa in the Gemara that says precisely the opposite. That's the way Rashi was makabel the opposite, but he says he likes the way it's written over here. But works out a little bit better to say it this way.
You can get it from 2 hours.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, we don't pass him like
that. The first one, first duration is like a finish of the Rabbanan, the second one is a finish of Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah, correct. Hadron alach kol gagot. Hamotzei tefillin. Somebody was walking along on Shabbat out in the fields, and suddenly he sees tefillin lying in the field. Now, the Chura, this has nothing to do with Eruv. The Tosfos points out, what the heck is this doing here? I mean, this really belongs at the end of Masechet Shabbat. And it's one of the, you know, Masechet Shabbat ends with cases where a guy was caught outside Eruv Shabbos, or can he give it to a guy to carry it, so on. And this is a logical extension or culmination of that parak.
This is also
we spoke about the din, but not that this exact parak doesn't appear. It doesn't. Just the whole parak really belongs in Shabbos. What's it doing here in Erev? Well, because it talks about over here about going maybe chutz l'tchum, as we'll see. So therefore, we'll see the end of the Mishnah. It talks about carrying it afil chutz l'tchum, so it's no gei ruvei tchumim. But the truth is, I believe that as we'll see, this is meant to be a parak that joins together now, coming as a grand finale, the issues we pointed out all along. There's been a lot of crossover Erev and Shabbos things. We're now combining the two mesechus in a sense and bringing a finale to both of them. So if you find tefillin outside, what can you do on Shabbat? You can bring them in machnisan zug zug. You can wear them one zug at a time, a shel yad and a shel rosh, but no more than that. So if you found 10 pairs of tefillin out there, you can't bring them all in at one time. You can put them on, and then if they're of malbush, it's okay to walk with them. You walk with them, come to town, go back out, take the next one, walk with them, and go back into town, but no more than one zug at a time. Well, we'll see that there's a machlokas whether tefillin is Shabbos is a man tefillin or not. But the chora, no matter what, there shouldn't be a problem. We'll talk about them. We'll see. Rabbi Gamliel Omer. Rabbi Gamliel says, well, why can't you wear two pairs at a time? You wear two pairs on your head and two pairs on your hands, and you can bring them in a little faster that way. This is dafka if you can see that they've been used. In other words, they have ritzuas in them, they've been mekushar, avo b'chadashot. If, however, they're new, there's no signs of their ever having been used, so then you can't. When it says patur, we'll see, it doesn't only mean patur, it means asur. Which teaches us something. In other words, it teaches us you had no choice but to bring them in the first day. You're not allowed to leave the tefillin out for bizayon, and therefore it uses a lashon patur. But lamaisa, if it's patur, it's obviously because it's asur. Why is it asur? Because Rashi learns because you have to be choshesh that they're maybe not really tefillin. Maybe they're made gitzurat tefillin, but they're really kamiyas or something. And therefore, because, I mean, you don't see that they've ever been used as tefillin, really. Others learned the problem over here is how you're going to carry them in if there were no kesher or tefillin ever on them. And you'd be making a kesher. How could you make the kesher on Shabbos? So then the question would be whether an aniva would be considered to be a kesher or tefillin. It enters into a whole different area, which is a tefillin-oriented thing and not Shabbos-oriented. Matz'an svatim okruchot. So suppose you find them now in piles in which they're all connected. Gemara is going to explain what's the difference between a sevat or a krach, and we'll see whether it's by pair or whether it's by type. Then, if you're not going to be able to carry them all in anyway, so then it would just be best to wait out there and watch them to make sure that they're not dragged away by animals or something. So machshich aleihem, sit out there in the field and wait until it gets dark to be shamer then. And then in the night, you'll be able to carry them in all together. We'll see that the case is talking about where you wouldn't have been able to be mashlam carrying them in. So since you can't be mashlam anyway, the best thing to do is just sit out there. Right now we don't understand at what point the tzvatim or krichot are different than the zugzoger, two zugot at a time. And that we'll get to. Ubisakana, in a case where you can't wait outdoors because you can get into danger, and we'll see later on in the Gemara, there's two issues that are involved over here. One could be a sakana because of gzeir of the malchus not to wear tefillin. Or this could be a sakana, you're afraid to stay out there because you're going to get mugged. Two completely different issues. But then the Gemara will expand the Mishnah based on that. But if you can't do it, in other words, mechassan v'aleichlo, then the thing to do is to cover them up with some leaves or something, kick something over it, make sure that it's covered and that they won't be found. And then you're allowed to leave them. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, no, the better idea, rather than to carry them in. I mean, you're saying over here, if you've got a case where you can't carry them, machshich aleihem umevian, I say what you do is notnan lechaveiro, v'chaveiro v'chaveiro, atshem agin lechatzarach etzonah. What you can do is, each person doesn't carry arba amis b'shus harabim. Rather, you make a line of people and hand it from one person to the next, and then there's no chashash of carrying it more than arba amot b'shus harabim. And so that would be the best aid. Could be, yeah. Let's see. Now the same thing would be true if you've got a kid out there in the middle of a field. And how'd you get that kid out there in the middle of the field in the first place? He was born there during the picnic. So now how do you get the baby back in? So he's not considered to be a chai nosei at that smoke. So then you can pass him along. And what's more, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the greatest thing is, if you've got somebody who needs a drink of water and he's outside of the tchum, so what you can do is, you can pass out the water in a container to people that are all along the way. Some people have the tchum further out, maybe in that area or whatever. And you can hand it chavero lechavero, lechavero lechavero, even though the water's going chutz tchum. Now this is crazy. How could such a thing be? We know that an object gets the tchum of its owner. Ah, it's talking about over here that the water and the container were found hefter, and you just filled up the well now, and you're passing it on. It's a chavit. Omru lo. And so they told Rabbi Yehuda, lo ta'alach zeh, yoter miraglei ba'aleha. Which we'll see, omru lo, the Rabbi Yehuda's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he was saying that klei hefker are also koneh, and therefore they have their own tchum, is what it really ends up meaning. And it doesn't sound like that. Again, we'll wait till we get to the Gemara. All right. So, we'll see. Yeah, there is an issue. The issue is Pearson. There's a machlokas. The Gemara is going to come out. There's a machlokas on a common review as to whether it's better for one individual to carry something pachas mi'arba amis, or whether it's better to hand it to a line of people in which there's going to be greater Pearson of the kula that we're doing over here on Shabbos, but less of a chashash of carrying accidentally a little bit longer than 4 amot. And therefore, there is a chiddush in the number of people because of the question. Are we more concerned for the Pearson? Assume, are we more concerned for the chashash that the individual may carry out? I don't think this coat is doing you any good. He's been cooked. No, the Pearson's bad. That's the mach. It ends up, we'll see, but that's the machlokas. Whether pachas miharba is better for an individual, or lots of people who don't have a chashash, but now everybody that does it is going to say, well, I remember they were very makel, so they'll come to be mezalzel now in the Yisroel Tzor. That ends up being the machlokas. Says the Gemara, okay, the Tanakhana is saying zugechad. You could only wear one zug at a time. Tvelo, why would that be? Apparently, lemat nansdam and lelok Rabbi Meir. This has got to be against Rabbi Meir Shita that we had back at the end of Shabbos, which is where we thought this part belonged. Because the Iker Rabbi Meir, was talking about a case where a fire breaks out in the house and you have to carry this stuff outside, and he said over there, you can put on 10 pairs of clothing and whatever you can get on you, just keep piling it up, and then walk out with it like that. And that's also called Darach Malbush. So he says, Lovesh Kosha Mashi Acholi Vosh, Otev Ko Mashi Achola Atov, Ditznan, Ulesham Motse Kol Klitash Mishov, Velovesh Ko Mashi Acholi Vosh, Votev Ko Mashi Achola Atov, and therefore, I mean, it seems over here that apparently our Tana holds that Rabbi Meir is wrong, and he has just said it's a Stam Mishnah, which is interesting. Well, I mean, what makes you think that that's Rabbi Meir Shito Ben Shabbos? I mean, why is Rabbi Meir? What do you mean, why? It says Beferish in a Braita. The Braita says, Itani Allah, Loveshu Motzi Uposhet, Loveshu Motzi Uposhet, Afilu Kolayom Kulo, and extends on the Mishnah, Divir Rabbi Meir. So apparently, our Mishnah Shalot Rabbi Meir. Omer Rav, not true. Not true. Because Afilu Tamer Rabbi Meir, the point is that the Chachamim were matir you to carry it. How? But Derech Levisha. So whatever Derech Levisha is Bechol, Hatam Derech Malbusho Kechol Shavio Rabbanan, V'Ocha Derech Malbusho Kechol Shavio Rabbanan. Look, during the week, you want to put on 3 coats. Can you put on 3 coats? Put on 3 coats, isn't that right? Bechol Kamada Boy Lovish. Fine. So Lini Natsol Nami Shavio Rabbanan. If you would be wearing 3 coats in order to make it through the airline's weight check-in, so you can wear 3 coats in order to go into and to carry it on Shabbat also for Hatzolah purposes. But Ocha Bechol Nami Zugechad, Mashenkin over here, you only wear one pair of tefillin. And if you only wear one pair of tefillin, then tefei lo. So in other words, apparently it's because he holds that Shabbos is man tefillin. So if Shabbos is man tefillin, the only reason that we're bringing matir is because you're now wearing it correctly. But since it's man tefillin, you're not even allowed to wear it incorrectly. If it wasn't man tefillin, you could say, okay, so whatever, it's sort of derech malbush. But if we're being matir it, because it's derech malbush in terms of the mitzvah, then if you're going to be over on Baal Tosif, we're certainly not going to be matir doing it in a way which would be a violation of the mitzvah. That's crazy. So apparently, our Tana holds that Shabbos is mantfil, and therefore you can only wear it the way you would normally wear it. Whereas, but you'd have to know. But over there, only one is kosher. Either this one is kosher, that one is kosher. Yeah, but because you're not being over on Baal Tosif, because it's either one or the other. But over here, you're putting on two of the same tefillin. We'll see. We're going to get into the issue of Baal Tosif, but I mean that's how that's the Tosif learns over. That's the issue of the cloth, even at the beginning of the circle. It's an addition. An addition, in other words, put on as much as you can at one time, go outside, go back in, put on as much time in there, go outside again. No, it's a brisa that was adding to the case of the Mishnah. Yeah. Rabbi Gamliel on there? Shnayim Shnayim. Now, how does that work? And it was Micah Sava. What could he possibly be arguing about? If he holds that Shabbos is non-tefillin, so then that means it's a function of the mitzvah tefillin, so you can't wear more than one pair. Then he should hold the same thing as the Tanakhama. Zugechad in tvelo. On the other hand, if he holds that really Shabbat is not non-tefillin, and it's just that in order to save the tefillin, we're allowing him to carry it, but derech, we view it as a type of malbush, not a mitzvah malbush. It's like a decoration for somebody to wear this type of kishut. So if you hold Shabbos as lavzman tefillin, umishum hatzalah derech malbush early rabbon, so who cares how many you wear? I understand. Why only two pairs? If you're wearing a derech malbush, I mean, listen, there's people who've got six pairs of earrings in their ears. I mean, so why can't he wear six pairs of tefillin on his head? I mean, he's not saying it's the mitzvah. It's not the day for the mitzvah anyway. So then if that's the case, afilu tvei nami, why can't he wear more than two pairs? Well, maybe the pshat is Leolam Kasava Shabbat loves Mantfilim. Maybe indeed he argues on our Tanakama, who is answering wearing anything other than the way you would wear it with Tzarech Mitzvah. Because Shabbos is Mantfilin, I guess. We'll see, we'll get into in a moment really what they're arguing in. So maybe he holds Shabbos is not Mantfilin, but Kishor Rabbanan Linyan Hatzalah, Derech Malbush, B'mokam Tfilin. When the Rabbanan were martyred, you're right, they're not being martyred in terms of the Levisha of the mitzvah, but they're certainly being martyred but Derech Levisha, and the Derech Levisha also requires that it be Zman Tfilin, B'mokam Tfilin. And if it's B'mokam Tfilin, then that's a very specific Mokam, because as long as it's a takshit, then as Rashi has a very interesting pshat. Rashi's pshat is that the mokum tefillin is physically defined as a mokum of takshit. Beautiful, beautiful pshat. But what he says, since the mokum tefillin is specifically in the area of the skull in which it fills in later, so the moko shaltinok is rofe. Well, basically, there's a depression in the skull at that point. Since there's a depression, the tefillin don't jut out overly much when they're in the proper place, and they become a takshit. But if you put the tefillin somewhere else, they look ridiculous, because then they look like they're sitting on top of your head, and nobody wears anything like that as a takshit. So the mela, it's got to be able to fit in there.
Except for the U.S. president's right where he keeps it.
No, it's that same. It's that same ridiculous. Exactly. So he says that it wouldn't be a takshit. And Tosha says, he doesn't even say why he says. He just says ain't zusvar. One of the reasons that it is because another issue in a different taste was questions bichlal the size of the tefillin. I mean, how can you say something like this when you haven't told us what size is?
Zeros.
I'm saying it's not the same tefillin that has a question on Rashi. It's a different tefillin. It's a different issue. He does not bekashen to do it.
It's like right down where it can follow right.
It's here, but it's not in the same tefillin. Am I putting together? I'm saying that it could be that as far because you have to tell me exactly where it becomes a tefillin or not. But anyway, that's Rashi's approach. So since we're allowing you to wear it, it's even though it's not zman tefillin, but it's only a takshit in terms of being a zman tefillin. Or, as Tosva says, that's not the point, but the point is that the place where you would normally wear your tefillin is where it's a takshit, because people usually wear it that way, and so even though it's Shabbos and it's not the zman tefillin in terms of the mitzvah, it became a takshit because of the mitzvah in the first place, and not for other purposes. Okay. Whatever the pshat is, of course, the Gemara says, so then if that's the case, then why two? I mean, we're back to our original problem. So then, you're telling me that Leolam Kasava Shitzlazman Tvilin, Vasharbalin Yatzoder Malbush, Bamokum Tvilin, see Yachi Zugechad, then he should take out that word Nami, Yachi Zugechad in Tvilo. Then we could still ask, it's only a Zugechad. There's place on your head, and this is the marker of the Sephardic custom. There's place on your head to wear two tefillin, but you're not allowed to wear two tefillin. Of course, if you're not sure if this one is kosher, that's one is kosher, you're wearing one. Now, this comes up very importantly in terms of the tzitz, because the Kohen Gadol has to wear the tzitz al mitzcho. The targum of al mitzcho is beninoi, which is the same as the tefillin. And yet the Gemara says that there was room for the Kohen Gadol to wear his tefillin between the Mitznefes and the Tzitz. How is that possible? Must be that there's room for two tefillin. So since there's room for two tefillin, so today, when I don't have to worry about Baltosin, because it's Lav Zman tefillin, and I'm only wearing a Derech Malbush, and Derech Malbush is B'mokum tefillin, so fine, I'm wearing it in the place of tefillin, the maximum number of pairs I could fit, which is two. Tosis, as I mentioned earlier, Tosis ask. I mean, tefillin are so many different sizes, and how can we give a particular size for the tefillin? And he wants to be machadish a shear of two etzbaot. I mean, is the minimum size that we're talking about? All right. Again, that's a tefillin sugya.
It's a
tachshit, which is lavush. That is lavush. Tachshit is lavush. And as a tachshit, it needs to be worn as a tachshit. In other words, you're going to say it's a tachshit to wear a necklace. Therefore, I'll put the necklace around my ears. So in other words, a tachshit also requires that it should be mumakum levisha. Otherwise, it's not a tachshit, which we do.
10 pairs of pants, 70 of them, 5 and 40 sweaters, it's still within the
levush, right? Because it's levush. It doesn't.
Amar
of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, welcome. Yesh Barosh La Aniach Boshtei Tefillin. Well, he only said about the Rosh. It says over here, Zug, Boshtei Zugos. I mean, what about your hand? Zaini for the Rosh? Yad Ma'ikla Meima. Well, that's Kiravuna. Amar of Huna, Pa'amim Sha'adam Bamin Asadet, Vechavilato Al Rosho. Look, it could happen that a guy he was wearing his tefillin, as is the wont of Jews, and he comes to the field, and now he's got to carry something from the field, and he's carrying it on his head. So what does he do? What does he do with his tefillin? He has to take his tefillin off. He can't have the master sitting on top of his tefillin. It's a bizarre. He takes his tefillin shell rosh off and ties it on his hand. Now he can wear his bucket, what he's carrying in from the field. He can wear it on his head. He says, what in the world does that have to do with what we're talking about? All he's saying is that it's called a proper shmirah for tefillin to put them on your hand. He's not saying that it's a mokum royal tefillin. All he's trying to tell you is that there's nothing wrong with handling the tefillin in that way. But we're talking about being matir carrying on Shabbos the derech levisha. How did that become the derech levisha? Roli mi amar? Look, the amar of Shmuel bar of Yitzchak. Look, it's got to be that the same way that Shmuel bar Yitzchak said that the mokum that we have in the shel rosh is not that well defined that it fits only one pair of tefillin. Mokum yesh b'rosh roilan niach bo shtei tefillin. By the same token, then, mokum yesh b'yach roilan niach bo shtei tefillin. In other words, the point isn't that the particular formation of the head is such that it will fit only two tefillin. The point that he's saying is that the level of diuk in that mokum provides enough space for two. Now, if that's the case, then the level of diuk in the kiboret also provides space for two. That's the point. Tonet ve'menasha al yadecha zu kiboret. That is the muscle. And beinenecha zu katkot. Where? Echa. Where on the katkot? I mean, the katkot is anywhere on the scale. Amid ve'rabiyani mokom shemolchosho tinokro face. It's the place where an infant's brain can actually be seen pulsating because there's no bone yet that has grown to seal off the brain. So maybe the machlokas. That is a simplest explanation. That the Tanakhama says zug holds that there isn't room for two, and the Reb Shmuel Gamliel holds there is room for two. So there's a Tanakhama. Let's say the Reb Shmuel Bar of Yitzchak, since you can only carry it by derech levisha, so therefore they're saying derech levisha only leaves you room for one tefillah. Whereas Reb Gamliel says no. What do you mean? What about Reb Shmuel Bar of Yitzchak? So therefore there's room for two. So you can wear two tefillin on your head and two tefillin on your hand, and everything is fine. No, not necessarily. It's difficult to believe that the machlokas and the Mishnah is like Abed the Metzias and the Mokum of Tefillah. More reasonable to say that the Kuleyama Hitler, the Rishon Bar of Yitzchak. The question is not whether you could fit two Tefillah on. You could fit two Tefillah on. The Shiloh over here is whether you're allowed to. They're arguing about whether Shabbat is Man Tefillin. That's the issue. The Tanakhama holds Shabbat is Man Tefillin. So since Shabbat is Man Tefillin, the Heter is not to carry the derech that you would have carried Malbush. The Heter is to wear Tefillin. We don't generally let you wear Tefillin because we're afraid that maybe they'll tear and you'll end up carrying them and from Rishus Harabim and so on. Okay, that's a gzera. Miyikra din, Shabbos, anyway you'd be wearing your Tefillin. Elamai over here, so what they said, so what should we do? It should be gzera. And the Tefillin should come to be Bizoyan. But Makam, where there's a Bizoyan of the Tefillin, wear your Tefillin the way you would always wear Tefillin. But obviously you can't put on two pairs, that's the point. Because even though there's a place for the two pairs, you're not allowed to wear the two pairs. So therefore you have to wear it, Kederach, the mitzvah. So Tana Kama maybe also agrees. Kulei Amayitu Derech Rumar Yitzchak. V'hacha b'Shabbat Zman Tefillin Kam Yiflaget. The Tana Kama Sava Shabbat Zman Tefillinu. Rav Gamliel Sava Shabbat La Zman Tefillinu. Memela, since we're not being matir to wear your tefillin Derech Mitzvah, because there is no Mitzvah, we're therefore only being matir Derech Malbush. So Derech Malbush means wherever they fit, they fit. If two pairs fit, so bring in two pairs. That's the pshat. Or, you know what? We could even say something more creative. Say like this. Could be Kuliyam HaShabbos Man Tefillin. Everybody is made that, yes, Mi'ikar Adin, Shabbos is a time to wear tefillin, except for our Gzeira. So what are they arguing in? Halacha b'mitzvah strichas kavona kamiflige. They're arguing about whether you need a kavona in order to be yotzei. That's the issue. So in other words, we're not being matir derech tachshit. We're being matir mamish derech mitzvah. The question is, what makes it a mitzvah? So Tanakama sovar latzeit boi kavanah. The Tanakama also, you're going to be yotzei the mitzvah, and you have to have kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah. So what are you going to do now? Be mechavin to be yotzei the mitzvah on both of them? How can you be mechavin to be yotzei the mitzvah on both of them? Then you're over on baltosif. So you have no choice but to take only one pair, and to be mechavin to be yotzei with that one pair. Masha'in Cain, the Rebbe Gamliel Shita is, that lo boy kavana, there's no need for kavana, and therefore, if you put them on stam without kavana, you'll have a mitzvah. Since you don't have specifically kavana to be wearing them for mitzvah, so there won't be a problem of baltosif, because in order to be over on baltosif, you need to be mechavin bedavka, I want to wear this for a mitzvah. Rashi doesn't like this cut so much for obvious reasons, but let's assume it for a moment, because it's getting late, and we'll get back into it when we continue this again. And there's the Rebbe Gamliel, also by kavana, if you don't need kavana, then you're not going to be over on baltosif, so just wear them stumped. You know what? We can even make it more razor sharp, the machloket over here. It could be that everybody is moda, that you don't need to come on it to be yotze. The reason the rabbanan say you can't wear two is because they also hold you don't need to come on it to be over on baltosif. That's the point. So if you're going to wear two, and you'll put them on stam without kavana, you're going to be over on baltosif by definition. So therefore, even though let's say ploboy kavana, the hark of the machlok is whether lavor mishum baltosif whether you need kavana. That's what they're arguing. So the Tana Kama savar lavor mishum baltosif lo boy kavana. You always get into trouble without kavana. You know, it's just the yotzer things you might need kavana. So lemaisa, the Tana Kama says, look, if you put them on stam and they're two pairs, you're going to be over an issue to your maisa. So therefore, it's obviously you can't be matzav them derech the mitzvah more than one pair at a time. Whereas Rav Gamliel says, no, you can, because if you put on two pairs, so lemaisa you could be yotzer to the mitzvah without having specifically kavana. Ah, you'll say, but you're going to be over on Baal Tosef. No, Baal Tosef is only where the person intends to add to the Torah. He doesn't intend to add to the Torah. No, the Mela is going to be low over Mishum Baal Tosef. Because in order to be over Mishum Baal Tosef, Boi Kavana. Over there, you would need to have Kavana. Okay, we'll leave this Sugya a little bit, because we still have to be Mabar, the relationship between the Baal Tosef, and we'll do our quick Chazorah. Bahad Yomar Rav Yehuda. Kora Arba'a Matir B'churva Renachan Amar Rabarabu Kora Arba'a Matir B'mayim Mani. So that it could be talking about Be'ezer v'Divrei Yaakov. Then there's no way it could work out like Shmuel. It only works out Kirav. But ein lap tzimin, abay omer kshera, rav omer psula. Abay omer kshera, omer piti gra yoreit besote. Rav omer psula, lo omer piti gra yoreit besote. Are you trying to tell me that abay is going like Rav, and Rav says you don't say piti gra yoreit besote on four corners like Shmuel? No. Alibi de Shmuel kuli amalo pligi, you can't be yotzi de suke. Ki pligi alibi de Rav. Abaye kirav, Rav is saying, Ad kamukam rav hasam. Eldani mechitis were made for the Aksadra anyway. Avalach, Eldani mechitis lav lesukah bide lo. Rabbi Yossi omer, imutarim lo'oto shabbat, and imutarim latidobo. Iboilo. Is Rabbi Yossi coming le'asor or la'atir? Om Rav Sheshet le'asor. V'chinam Rabbi Yochman le'asor. Tane ha'mi'ochi. Om Rabbi Yossi, kishem she'asurim latidobo, kach asurim lo'oto shabbat. Itma, Rukhia bar Rav Omar Aloch Kirav, Aloch Rav Yosi, Shmuel Omar Aloch Rav Yudah. מיום השמול, אוקיי, בתן אומר, יהודה במדבר, אמור בעירו ותחומים, אבל בעירו וחצר הזמן ערבים בין לדעת, בין שבל לדעת, ופי שתוך אמרו שלו בפניו, בין חבים לילה בפניו, ויום רב יהודה משמול הלוך קרא ביהודה, ולא עוד, אלא כל מקום ששאר רב יהודה בעירו ובין הלוך וקומותו, ויום לרב כאן הבגעת אלו רב יהודה, did Shmuel say that afilo b'mavi shenito korato lefayog, which is our Mishnah, v'yom alay, excuse me, I said very clearly, be'eravin, lo b'mechitzos, and now you're claiming that he said it even b'mechitzos. Om Rav Anan, mevim afarsh limineh Shmuel, it depends, kan shenifetzel l'kamalit, kan shenifetzel l'shutarabim, shutarabim, there I don't hold that kivet shutru to like Rav Yehuda. Habona aliyaga b'shnei batim, v'chein, gishorim ha-mefurashim that go over the street, metatalim taktayem b'shabbat, ibi Rav Yehuda, v'chachamim osrim, v'yodam Rav Yehuda, ma'arvim ha-mevuyam mefulash on both sides, v'chachamim osrim. Omar Rabba, lo teima ha-yo taim ad Rav Yehuda, m'shut ha-kasavr, sh'tei mechitza d'iraisa, el m'shut ha-kasavr, piti kra yorei b'sotein. Eit v'yabaye, yedra, ken omar Rav Yehuda, m'shesh, sh'tei batim, sh'tei tzitei v'shut ha-rabim. O se lechim, mikano lechim, mikano korom, mikano korom, mikano lechim, mikano lechim, mikano lechim, Amru lo, in Marvin Rishad Rabin Bekah. Amale Rabba, I only said from this Mishnah, certainly Miahin, Miha Lekala Mishnah Mina. Amre Vashim at Nitinamed Deka. Meditani Vaod Amre Rabbiuda Marvin Bemale and Befulash. Bechachamim Osrin Allah. He have a Bishlai Mishum because of a Piti Kray Yerebe Sotem in the first case. Haina Diktani Vaod to tell me the additional case of Shtei Mechitzot Yeraita. In the first case, then what are you adding with the second case? My vote, Shmami. Ad shemagia lechatzer hachitzona, v'chein b'no, notinu lechaviro, chaviro lechaviro, afilo em ne'a. Rav Yehuda omer, notinu adam chavit lechaviro, v'chaviro lechaviro, afilo chutzutchum. Omru lo, no, lo talach ze yoter miragli ba'alea. Zug echad in betveilo, lehim atran tzom alok Rav Yemeir, dik Rav Yemeir amalobesh kol ma sheyachol lefosh, otev kol ma sheyachol la'atof tetzlan, ulesham otze kol kloy tashmisho, velobesh kol ma sheyachol lefosh, otev kol ma sheyachol la'atof. Vayi stoma mimayd Rabbi Meir. Tiktani Allah lo veishu motziu poshet, lo veishu motziu poshet. Afilu kolayom kulo de Rabbi Meir. Amar Rav, afilu tem Rabbi Meir. Hatan derech mabusho kachol shaviu rabbanan. Vaochet derech mabusho kachol shaviu rabbanan. Hatan de bechol kama de boy lovish. Therefore linin atzol na mishor le rabbanan. Hatan de bechol nami. You can only wear zug echad bechol. Tvei lo. So linin atzol na mi zug echad in tvei lo. Rabbi Amliel Omer Shnayim Shnayim Mai Kasava. I Kasava Shabbos Man Tfilinu. And the reason that we're being matured is because he's wearing it Kederech Mitzvasai Slen Zug Echad in Tfilo. I Kasava Shabbos Lavs Man Tfilinu. Umishum Atzola we're being matured as a Tachsha Terech Malbush. So who cares how many he puts on? Afilu Tvei Nami. Liolam Kasava Shabbos Lavs Man Tfilinu. Vishor Rabbanilini Atzola. It has to be Terech Malbush, which means Mabalkam Tfilin. So then Yaki Zugyakad Nami in Tvelo, Amrish Rubarav Yitzchak, Mokum Yesh Barosh, on Yer Boshte Tvili. Say Nichad Rosh, what about the Yad Baikil Amema? Well, look, Ravuna already pointed out, Amr Ravuna Ba'amim, Shadam Ba'amin Asadeh V'chavilato Al-Rosho, Misalkan Mirosho V'koshon Bezroho. Okay, Amr Damar Ravuna Shalai Yenagman Derech Bizayon, he never said that that's a Bokum for Tvili, Ro'ui Miyamar, Elikin Yomar Rav Shum Barav Yitzchak, Mokum Yesh Barosh, שראוי להניח בו שתי תפילין, הורכנם, ימוק אם יש ביד, שראוי להניח בו שתי תפילין. תונן בן מנשה, על ידך זו כיבורת, בין עיניך זו קדקוד. איך עמיד ורבי ענאי, מוקם שמלכו שתינוק רופז. למה ברב שמול ברב יצחק המפוגה? לתני כמה לטלית רב שמול ברב יצחק, so he says only one pair. ורם לילה יפד רב שמול ברב יצחק, so he says two pairs. No. כולי אמינית לו דרב שמול ברב יצחק. Question of here is, why are we being matzil? Matzil hatzola. Hocha b'shabbat zman tefillin kam hiflege. Tanne kam asava that we're being allowing hatzola derech mitzvah. So since Shabbos is man tefillin, we can only wear one pair. Rav Liel sarva Shabbos loves man tefillin. Memel we're being matzil derech malbush. Derech malbush, where as many as fit. Oh, only two fit. What do you do? V'boi zema. could be Kulei Amar Shabbos is Man Tefillah Nur. Shaila is whether Mitzvah Sfichas Kavona. Tanakama Sarva, let's say Tboi Kavona, therefore if you put on two, you're going to be over on Baal Tosif. Rabbi Leo Sarva, Tboi Kavona, so you put it on Stam. Or, Iboi Seima. The Kulei Amar, let's say Tboi Kavona. The question is, Lavor Mishum Baal Tosif, come if again. Tanakama Sarva, Lavor Mishum Baal Tosif, you also don't need Kavona. Memela Memonim Shavon, you're putting on two pairs, and you're putting it on Derech Mitzvah, then by definition, you'll be over on Baal Tosif. Now, in order to be over Mishum Baal Tosif, you have to have specifically Kavana that you're doing it Mishum Mitzvah Tefillin.